Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Colbert.
Geez, I'm kind of at a loss here. I don't really know what to say. I know that these roasts usually involve a fair amount of good-natured ribbing. But when I was asked to do this, I was informed that this was actually going to be honoring Mr. Chase. And I am appalled at some of the things that I have heard said about this man. And I don't really mean out here. I mean backstage. Some really hideous, hurtful, hate-filled things you could never take back. And I will not be party to it. I'm sorry, I've got to draw a line, because who am I to attack Chevy Chase? I don't know Chevy Chase. I have never met Mr. Chase. I'm uncomfortable calling him Chevy. The only thing I think of when I look at this man is, there but for the grace of God go I. Why would I tempt the comedy gods to strike me down like this? To leave me pale and pear-shaped, a humorless husk of my former self, haunting the halls of Hollywood like some sort of walking, waking cautionary tale, shapeless and odorless and colorless, gray on beige, a comedy lamprey just sucking the joy out of everything I touch. I won't do it. Over the decades, Mr. Chase and his fellow original Saturday Night Live sketcheteers have found fame and fortune, making us laugh. But for some of these people, it went to their head. We know that Dan Aykroyd has tried the dramatic arts. Of course, Bill Murray very famously overreached with The Razor's Edge. But this man never forgot what got him wherever it is he thinks he is. He never, ever attempted to do anything that was in any way different than the last thing he did. And that is so refreshing in its sameness. Finally tonight, I'd like to offer a little bit of warning to the rest of the people who have to come up here and talk about this good man. Before you attack him, think. There may come a day in your darkest hour when you are a shadow of your, albeit paper-thin, self. And when that day comes, I hope you are cheered up by something that Mr. Chase so famously said. He's Chevy Chase, and you're not. And if that doesn't cheer you up, I don't know what will.